Fast Five, starring Paul Walker and Vin Diesel, opened big over the weekend, grossing more than $83 million. It's the fifth in the Fast and Furious series and is directed by Taiwanese-born Justin Lin. Two other action movies now in theaters, Legend of the Fist and 13 Assassins, are also made by Asian-born directors. Our film critic David Edelstein says these films show that art and Rock'em Sock'em Crash and Burn are not mutually exclusive.
Andrew Lau's Legend of the Fist, The Return of Shenzhen, stars Donnie Yen as a fictional martial arts Chinese hero, played at times by both Bruce Lee and Jet Li. But this isn't another disposable B-movie. Lau made Infernal Affairs, which was superior in every way to its Americanization, The Departed, and he grounds his action in historical traumas, in a legacy of oppression. Here, Shenzhen goes to battle for his countrymen, first when they're used as cannon fodder by Allied troops in World War I, then when they're terrorized by the Imperial Japanese Army in 1925 Shanghai. The prologue is stupendous. Yen zigzags over battlefield debris, dodging bullets, and then somersaults into a nest of German snipers. Cowabunga! But when the film shifts to the swank Club Casablanca in Shanghai, and Yen makes like bogey and also becomes a masked superhero, there's too much lustrous-hued loitering and too few sustained martial arts set pieces. Moving to Japan, 13 Assassins is a classical period epic in the Seven Samurai mode, directed by, surprisingly, Takashi Miike, best known for his yucky transgressive horror films. The solemn first half centers on the assembly of a team to kill the shogun's psychotically cruel half-brother. And that's not an easy decision for samurai in a culture with no tradition of taking the law into one's own hands. Plus, they'll be outnumbered by a factor of 10, or maybe 20, by a lot. But these are men who live to die well. In the second half, the band of 13 traps the half-brother's army in an evacuated village, which our heroes proceed to demolish. And the mixture of bloodletting and exultation would make Sam Peckinpah sit up in his grave and howl with joy. Taiwan-born Justin Lin's Fast Five is the one that really rocks. It's the fifth in the Hollywood series that began with The Fast and the Furious, and I must confess to having missed 2, 3, and 4. But I heard rumblings 5 was something special, and yowza, is it ever. For one thing, it's only one part muscle car movie. The other part is a caper flick in the style of Ocean's 11. It's easier to get oriented if you know the backstory. Paul Walker was previously an undercover cop trying to get the goods on Vin Diesel and his gang of car thieves slash fetishists. But then Walker decided Diesel was A-OK and also fell for his sister, Jordana Brewster. And by the time we get to part 5, he's helping break Diesel out of prison and hightailing it to Brazil. That's when they bump heads with a murderous Brazilian crime lord and assemble a team to steal his dirty money. You gotta love Diesel's basso profundo purr.
So what's this all about, Dom?
Yeah, man, why'd you drag us halfway around the world?
Because we got a job.
All right, so our target's name is Hernan Reyes. And he runs the drug scene down here. And he's never been busted because he doesn't leave a paper trail.
No paper trail means no banks. And no banks means cash houses.
That's right. 10 of them to be exact. Spread throughout the city.
And we're gonna hit them all.
That sounds crazy. Bring us to a whole nother country so we can rob the dude who runs it? I thought this was business. Sounds personal to me. Is that what this is? I got love for y'all, but personal ain't good business. I can't do this, homie.
So what we're talking about is $100 million.
You say what?
There's a ton of plot and crisscrossing characters, but Fast Five is really an exercise in kinetics, in cars that scream around corners and up and down the streets of Rio's vertical slums, and stunts so amazing they seem to bend time and space without the evident aid of computers. I saw the movie in IMAX, which I strongly recommend if you have anti-nausea pills, the better to savor the low-angle shots of these amazing specimens, male and female, behind the wheel as the scenery flies by, so much tanned flesh and swollen pectorals and long legs and big shaved noggins. When Bald Diesel faces up to a U.S. agent played by Bald Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, who has biceps wider than his head, you might think you're having a testosterone-induced drug hallucination. It's meathead movie bliss.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.